Hello, everyone.
And welcome
back.
I really thought that we were going to do it together. Do you want to try again?
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
And welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy. Nice. Yeah, I like that. We should work on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. Oh.
Okay. Well, this week I feel like I've had a week where I'm like you, but I'm like me. So I've been social, but I've missed out on the shows.
And I've watched all the shows and been antisocial, so I'm just myself.
But see, you usually like don't watch the shows until last minute, or you miss some shows because you're too busy with work or taking care of yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, so, don't worry. I've watched all the shows. I know that you missed some, but I can fill you in because the ones that you missed, not a lot happened.
Even like Ultimate Girls Trip?
Okay, I tried watching Ultimate Girls Trip episodes like 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've probably watched the entire thing, but like could not tell you really what went down. Like, okay. For some reason, it's a show that's like there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not like tuned in. It's almost like a background show, even though I enjoyed it so much.
Same. I completely agree.
I think there's just too many shows right now.
And I have to admit, when I did have time to watch shows, I watched the one that got away.
Really?
I finished it.
Wow.
I finished it today.
Okay, what were your thoughts?
Well, one thing I will say is I didn't appreciate how there wasn't a reunion.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like it just ended and that was it.
And I do want to know, like, what actually happened with these couples. But then again, that sometimes ruins it for me.
I guess, but, like, I felt as though, actually, I checked. It was just the last 15 minutes of the last episode where they choose their partner, they go on with it, and that's it.
Yeah, and
it's like one, very abrupt.
Like, spoiler alert, one couple for sure got engaged. One seemed more like a promise ring.
Yeah. Okay, the one that got engaged, though, like, too soon.
But they were the most confident.
She didn't even know if she wanted to do a relationship.
Yeah. But they were the most secure or like most sensical relationship out of everybody.
I did think they were very cute.
Super cute.
And I loved her voice.
They seemed like they matched each other's energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad that he turned down his fellow classmate.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of their names. Except for Eureka.
Can we talk about Nigel's mom?
Oh my gosh.
She raided Alicia?
Yeah, so this guy's mom comes to meet his two last people, kind of like they do in The Bachelorette, mm-hmm. and she fucking grills the shit out of this girl. And then
grills.
And then
I have not seen anyone be grilled like that.
Yeah, and then no one asks, and she's just like, if I had to rate you, I'd give you a 6.5.
It's like, I'm going to stop you there. No one asked you to rate me.
Yeah.
And if I had to rate you, you'd be a fucking 2.
Yeah. Like, that's get me the fuck generous. Out of here. I don't want this guy. Like, it's like that thing. Like, he's a 10, but his mom rates you on a first date.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. But, like, he didn't even stick up for her.
Not at all. He was, like, buying in. He's like, yeah, these are great questions. Even, like, better to know these things. Like, I'm glad that my mom asked. Now I have all these answers. It's like, are you kidding me, bro? Like, you are not going to have a healthy relationship if you have this attachment to your mom.
But also, like, Desi, you deserve better.
Totally.
Why are you going after Nigel?
She's, like, the boss-ass bitch, and he's...
Nigel's a hot mess.
Mama's boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Goodbye. Can we talk about how Jeff kept saying Tyler instead of Taylor? How did he even say it?
I don't know.
Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah. He also is just a fuckboy and totally shouldn't be in a relationship.
Because
and
honestly, Anthony was it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Anthony.
They still are the right person, wrong time.
Anthony and him?
Yeah.
You think they're going to get together?
Well, I think that they would be if it wasn't the right time. I think that he's going to be the one that got away.
I think Anthony looked like a baby Will Smith. Could you see the similar features?
Yeah, I could see that.
The curled eyelashes, the round face.
And he was so fun and yeah, so sweet. And also, was. Like, emotionally intelligent.
He was. He understood the assignment with his confessionals. I thought he was great. He was like, I'm a bad bitch. I'm still sad, but bad bitches can be sad.
Yeah.
I loved him. Yeah.
So, would you pitch it?
Yeah, I'd pitch it.
I thought sure. It did slow down at the end. Like, I wasn't as, like, intrigued.
It did.
In kind of middle episodes.
I found Alyssa to be so annoying.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Did you see Ashley's pregnant?
No.
The blonde chick?
Really? With that guy, Quinn?
She didn't reveal who the father is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't do any follow-up. So did you find out anything else about
who's together, who's not? She's pregnant. That's it.
Well, they were like kind of bodunk. Like she was too much.
Yeah, it's unclear if Casey and Simon are still together. But they did recently tag each other in their stories.
Okay, so it could be friends, could be lovers.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, you know how after Love is Blind, there's so much promo going on by the network or everyone else? I don't know. But I didn't feel like there was any of that for this show.
There wasn't. Like, all Amazon Prime kept fucking advertising was the lake. Like, I don't want to watch the lake. But every time I saw an Amazon Prime advertisement, it was the lake. But yeah. Also, so this show, I'm pretty sure, was produced by Elon Gale. We will get to him.
Yep.
No, Elon Gale is who used to produce The Bachelor, and he's also one that came up with Fuckboy Island, and then he came up with The One Who Got Away. So, like, he is, like, king of reality TV. And so he's been producing this all over, advertising this all over his Twitter. But I haven't seen Amazon Prime advertise it anywhere, nor have I seen it really catch on with anybody else.
Yeah,
it's like hidden gem almost.
You know, I even went to go Google their names. And even in Instagram, and they weren't like the first result in a search result.
Yeah.
I had to be really specific, like, where are they now? Or so-and-so's Instagram. They're not official. They don't have a check mark on their name. There's like no recent posts, really. You don't see that any of them still have a friendship or anything like that. Like, it's just weird. Like, Love is Blind, The Circle, Too Hot to Handle, they all had that after.
Yeah, I think Amazon Prime needs to do a better job at advertising its original content. Because they've got so many series on there that I've just like never heard of. And I think there's niche people who are like really into it, but yeah, it's just not widespread.
Yeah,
but that's
good. Well, I still would pitch it, so
I'm glad you liked it.
I mean, what's new? I always listen to your suggestions.
I know,
and I always like them.
You truly do.
Except for the summer I turned pretty.
Yeah. Okay, should we get into our hot tops?
Yeah, we'll start with the Kardashians as per usual. How do you think you spell Uge?
U-G-E-L-Y, you ain't got no Y.
It's either U-G-E or U-Z-H.
What?
Or U-J-H. Uge.
So I have something weird with my brain where when you say letters, they do not compute. Like, U-Z-H, I don't even know what letters you just said.
U-Z-H,
Uge. U-Z-H, no, that's use. Huh. No, that's not it.
Okay, U-J-H.
U-J-H. That's better, but why wouldn't you just use a J or G?
Because then it's UG.
Huge. What about, no, if you use Y-U-G-E, then it's like Donald Trump?
Y-U-G-E is huge. But
the U-G-E
is just, it's not huge.
Wow, I bet you our listeners are loving this conversation, but honestly,
I'm sure they had similar thoughts. Like, this is something that always comes to me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how to spell that, but I get the
conundrum.
Like,
even when someone's like, oh, what do we wear to this event? And you're like, business cash. How do you spell that out?
K-A or C-A-S.
No. Where the fuck did the K come from?
C-A-S. Business cash, and they know to pronounce it cash, even though it's pronounced cash.
Business cash.
Dude, I don't know.
I think it's C-A-Z-H. Cash.
C-Z.
C-A-Z-J.
My brain cannot compute.
C-A-Z-J.
It's like cash. I have to visualize all the letters, like a Wordle score.
I got it in one
how
today.
Did you get it in one?
I don't know.
Because you know what? I think you're fucking lying because.
What do you mean?
You sent me. Shireen sent me the Wordle today and she got
what
it in
do
one.
You mean?
And
I should
was like,
I show you?
Oh my God. No, I know you got it in one, but this is the thing. Shireen always uses the same word to start with. Dude,
you're
I
not,
know what the word was.
You're not the only one who said that.
So let me tell you what happened this morning. So she sends me her Wordle score before I'm even up because she's up like 6 hours before me every day. And I look at it. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? This is such a conundrum. I know she uses the same word every day. Do I use it or do I try to pretend that I don't know it and like have a fake ass like Wordle score? And I was like, you know what? I know it. I can't fake it. I'll just use the same word. I use the same word. Guess how many I got it in?
How
fucking
many?
Six. And oh, you know, the only reason why I got it in six was because I messaged my boyfriend because I was on my fifth one and I had like seven letters that could have fit in the first fucking things. I had IGHT. And I was like, dude, you need to use rifle to get rid of some letters for me. Because I need to get rid of like right, light,
you fight. Used my word.
I used your word. You sued me.
So Marcus messaged me and he's like, your first word is audio. I call bullshit.
Yeah, honestly. True. Why did you use
what
night?
What a good day.
No. How did you come up with that?
Okay. Am I ready for this?
She cheated.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't cheat.
Cheated.
No. So maybe like 5 days ago, my brother sent me his Wordle and it said 3 out of 6 and he put the tired emoji. And I was like, does this mean that like it was too easy for him or maybe the word is tired? That's a 5-letter word. So I used tired and it like it was not tired. Like I got it in 6 tries. And then he sent me his Wordle last night and he goes, like he sent it at midnight his time. And he's like, night Shireen. So I was like, okay, listen to Burna Boy's new tracks on the playlist that I made for you. He's like, okay, sick new album. And I said, yeah. Get it? Because he has a song named Yeah. And he goes, no, do you get my message? So I'm like, no. And he goes, you will in 2 hours. So I was like, okay. And he goes, night Shireen.
Again.
And I said, I will put night as my first guess. And he says, dot, 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 I'm lolling right now. So I was like, maybe this is not, like, what it is. It's a joke. I don't understand. But I decided to put night as my first guess. And it worked out. And this is all that happened. So I was sitting where you were sitting. And I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I sent him this voice note. And I'm just like, oh. And then I got the hurdle in one guess, too. And it was just like, boom, suck my dick. Eat shit. It's just amazing, an amazing victory for me.
You know what? This like high and these voice notes is really just reminding me of this one time I got a voice note at maybe one of your lowest of lows, but one of my highest of highs. You
don't need to know this.
No, this has like been promised to our listeners for a while, and I just feel like right now is the right time.
We already played a clip of this.
No, we need to play the clip. This is for our listeners. This was sent to me at 4:37 a.m. on a Saturday.
Dude, oh my God, what the fuck, Laura? It's 4:30 in the morning. I just woke up to pee. I woke up and there's a bunch of barf next to me and a bunch of tissues.
No. Please, no.
The best part of this whole thing was like, it literally, I was like in the moment, I could see your face of like literally waking up, looking around and being like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, because I don't usually throw up.
No.
So I was just like, what happened? How did I get home?
Like, I love Shireen's that was a 4:30 a.m. voice note, but you sent me one.
I always send you one drunk.
I know, but you sent me this other one at 4:20 p.m.
Oh.
So, like, the juxtaposition of 12-hour differences. This was on a different weekend, but this you sent me to this past weekend.
Yeah.
Laura, I'm drunk. So, naturally, I need to let you know you're my ride or die. And I love you, bitch. I love you so much, bitch. I never gonna stop loving you, bitch.
Like, I don't
even
know what you said.
Chipmunk. Because you have me on 1.5 speed.
I know, because usually you send me like 4 to 6 minute long, and you know, I just need to.
Hey, you recently sent me a voice note that was 7 minutes long.
And when I send you a voice note, you know I've got things to say.
Yeah, but you're usually like still talking to text. You're like, and then I said, comma, quotation mark, why I did blah, 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 close quotation mark. Period.
I know.
That's your voice note.
I know, because it's just so, it's so much effort to text things out that like the talk to text function, it's an underrated tool. So there's a tip for our listeners this week. Talk to text. It's your friend. Or voice notes.
Yeah, well, we should probably get into like what our listeners are actually here for.
Oh, they're not here for the world.
Hot tops.
Okay,
so Kim walked the runway,
right?
I don't know if it was Balenciaga or Balmain.
I think it was Balenciaga. Balmain.
Which Bama. One is the one that Olivier Rousteing does?
Rousteing.
Oh, Rousteing.
Just kidding. I don't fucking know. Balmain.
Then it must have been that because I swear I saw him.
Really? Maybe he's just supporting.
Anyway.
It was her first runway she ever walked, wasn't it?
Sure, but she's not meant for the runway.
She's absolutely not. Like, so the only thing I saw was the meme of Kim doing the runway juxtaposed with Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of New York running the runway, and it was exactly the same vibes, like deer in the headlights.
It was really
so
bad.
Stiff, scared, like literally looked like they had a gun to their head as they were walking down the runway.
Yeah, like this is a Kim Stan account, and it's just, it was not the vibe.
Yeah, we just have to be honest sometimes. Like, we love you, girl.
Yeah, I was not your thing. I gotta be honest, like I was embarrassed. Like, it was hard for me to watch, but the only reason I continued watching was to give her a view. Not that, like, my view really matters, but to me personally it did.
Yeah,
to
know you I'm did supporting your part. Her. You're a fan.
But it was hard, dude.
It was real bad.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, but leave that to Kendall. I know you don't like Kendall, but honestly, she's better than Kim at
Runway. At the Runway? Sure. When you're comparing the two? Yeah.
Yeah.
So next, Chloe recently had her birthday.
Right.
In all pink, Barbie pink. And my nails are inspired by that.
I did notice your nails. They're like a bubblegum pink. They're very prete.
Or like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe thanked Tristan for this flower arrangement. He always gets her a flower arrangement.
What kind of flowers?
Like pink flowers.
Okay.
A series of shades of pink across her dining table. And she thanked him for it in her Instagram story, but she deleted it.
So was she getting flack?
I don't know, but like, she's dumb for posting that, honestly. Yeah,
the haters are gonna hate.
Yeah.
But also, like, what's going on? I get there. I don't know. It's just a weird thing to post. Like,
they're not getting back together.
No, they aren't at all. But also, I feel like they aren't yet at the point of they're at a healthy co-parenting. So it's like, why are you advertising this? You know it's just going to get you flack. Like, can't things be private if you're actually getting along? Like, why are you... What is the purpose of putting it out there?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Same.
Recently, today, actually, I saw a clip that Pete was having an interview with Kevin Hart.
Oh.
And he said that he is ready to have a kid and wants to have a kid. He thinks it would be the best fucking thing in the world.
Okay, that's really, really sweet. But all I'm thinking in my mind is the difference between what him and
we've talked about this
kids are going to look like versus the perfection that came out of Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, it can't.
Yeah.
It can't.
Same.
Love you, but it can't.
He might be taller. He or she might be taller than the rest of the kids.
And they definitely have a different vibe. They would definitely be a
black sheep.
Yeah, but...
Yep, I know. Honestly, I said it to see if you caught it. It would definitely be a white sheep.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
I honestly wonder how that kid would turn out.
Because you know what? Pete does have some features that could be really, really cute. Like, he's got big eyes, big smile.
I have a theory, and Darwin can prove me wrong if he manages to wake up from his grave. I think two ugly people make really hot kids, and one ugly person, one hot person make decent-looking kids, but two hot people do not make good-looking kids.
Although, you know those TikTok trends where it's like, this is my mom, this is my dad, and this is me, and they're always hella
hot. But I think they're the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
I think the rule is... If you have two hot parents, you are likely ugly.
Maybe.
I know you don't want to be rude on this podcast, but I'm going to say it. You're likely not as hot.
Yeah. It's just interesting. Like, so what do you... I'm thinking in my mind of people who have famous kids. Like, think of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. I'd say those are
Amelia's
two...
Amelia's not that hot.
Really?
Neither is Daisy. Is that her name? No. Daisy?
Dahlia?
Dahlia.
I think they're pretty. They're definitely not
when they're hot. Like done up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, like, I was looking at pictures of my boyfriend from high school over the past week, and he did not get hot until he turned until it was like 2009, 2010. Like, so for him, he's probably 45 at that age. No, just kidding.
And that's why I think you're going to have hot kids.
He's like 23 and then kidding. He really grew into his face. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So he didn't start having sex until 23 at least. I take pity on all
Let's
those women.
Let's move on. Like, I've told you this a long time ago. I just consider him a brother.
Yeah.
And it's so weird for me to hear that from you. Like, one time Laura sent me a Snapchat of something and Teeps was in the window reflection. In just his boxers. And I remember I stopped the snap.
Yeah.
And I messaged you. And I was like, ew, Laura.
It was like a picture of the cat.
Gross.
It's not intentional. But
I
speaking
don't
of
care.
That.
Eric, that's how you know I'd never steal your man.
Oh, yeah. I know he's safe.
I could take your man if I want to. What were you saying?
Eric Decker's kid. Did you see that? He like posted... He stole, like, Eric Decker's phone and posted a video of himself on his Instagram story while Eric
like
Decker was in the
Like, Jesse James
shower.
Decker's kid?
Yeah.
No.
Like, their little son. And Eric Decker
They're
was in the back
kids.
In the shower. And his badonkadonk was popping.
Who's?
Eric Deckers.
He's so hot.
He's so fucking hot.
But I heard they're, like, problematic. Like, they have a lot of problems.
Oh. Well, he has a nice ass.
Yeah. I mean, he's hot.
Yeah.
So is Jesse.
Someone messaged Jesse and was like, dude, your kid just posted this. And then she, like, they immediately took it down and were like, haha, hilarious. But, like, yeah, there's two Insta stories of his ass in the shower naked behind this child.
I love that.
Yeah, it was cute.
For me. Okay, next. So, randomly, we saw a premiere for Kardashians.
All of a sudden, like, it came out of nowhere.
Like, so first it started with Kourtney posting in either her story or on her feed of her in a black outfit. And she's like, testing out looks for Kardashian confessionals. And I was like, oh, I guess they're filming. And then literally 6 or 12 hours later, Kim posts something in her story. And it's the preview for the second season.
And it's coming out soon. It's coming out September 22nd.
Yeah, like, it's already mid-July.
Yeah, it's coming out so soon. And it looks... So what they showed in the preview was Kendall weirdly has red hair. I just had to note that.
I don't think it looks weird. Good.
Looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing a lot of Kim and Pete's relationship. Mm-hmm. It shows, like, this one scene where she's like, hey, Pete, do you want to shower with me real quick? And he runs over, so he throws
his phone in his joints. Yeah. And it's just like, that's the vibe.
It's so cute. But yeah. I'm also like, why are you showering together? Anyways, with all these people around. Why not? Anyways. And then it shows Kourtney getting fitted for her wedding dress. So that puts our timeline to, like, the last 6 months, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also, it must show Kylie's birth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we're finally going to find out what that kid's name is.
Maybe. I didn't even think of that.
Like, maybe she's saving it for then. Because how can they go through that whole scene
showing... Yeah, we still don't know his name,
hey? Still don't know his name.
I honestly still don't know my name. I was thinking that, too. But, yeah, I honestly forgot that we don't know his name still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care,
but I do care.
I'm curious.
I want to know, like, if we're right.
But I'm not, like, losing sleep. Like, if Kim didn't share her name, I'd be like, Kim.
Well, at this point, it's almost like I feel like she can't have this big reveal because it's been so long that I feel like it would only make sense to come out kind of naturally in the TV show as opposed to, like, dropping the name. Because you already dropped the name, then she took it back. Like, there are take-backsies when it comes to naming your child.
Are there?
Apparently.
I actually don't know how it works. Like, what if you issued the birth certificate?
Well, you know what's a fun fact?
No, so, tell me.
I think it's Japan.
Go on, konnichiwa.
There was this sushi place that was giving out free sushi to anyone with this, like, specific first name. Like, I think it was, like, a year's worth of free sushi. So all these people changed their name to be this name so they could get free sushi for the year. But in Japan, you can only legally change your name twice. And okay. A lot of these people had already changed their name once.
Okay.
And so now they're stuck with this dumbass name for the rest of their lives so they could get free sushi for a year. And that's my fun fact.
So in that would be awesome. You know what? Actually, I was, you know, I told you I was super drained on Sunday. I had a fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Meetings, meetings, meetings. Parties, parties, parties. Tense, tense, tense. It's stampede
moving,
right
moving,
now.
Moving,
yeah.
Admin, hosting, hosting,
so
hosting.
So much admin. Honestly, anyway. Like, I had secondhand, you know, I get secondhand embarrassment. I had secondhand exhaustion, and I was like, oh, dude, I have to stay in this weekend to, like, counteract the amount of
going
out.
Honestly, though, you kept me grounded. Thank you so much. Even on Sunday.
All I could do for
even
you.
On Sunday, you're like, are you excited to have a night in? And I was like, well...
I'm
actually just
right now.
Got called to go to someone's place to observe them with someone else. And you're like, she can't be stopped.
And I was like, I'll be here when you get back.
But anyway, I ordered sushi. And because the day before I had been at my friend's drinking, we ordered McDonald's to her place. And so my sushi went to her place.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then I was dealing with DoorDash. And then it finally came to my place. But anyway, I would love to have free sushi for a year.
So you changed your name.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You could use a shorter name.
Shishi.
Shishi. Oh, that'd be cute.
Sheen. They used to call me Sheen in high school.
What is your name? Shazy?
Shazy.
Shazy.
No, Sheezy.
Oh, Sheezy. Okay. In other news, jaw-dropping, shooketh to the core.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
I was shocked and you were shocked because you responded with capital letters. You barely ever type in capital letters.
I was literally because you dropped that news to me on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I was absolutely fucking shook. So we have, and also our notes app, the evolution of our notes app this week was hilarious.
Yeah.
So it started out, we had like, oh yeah, Jen Shaw from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Her trial is coming up July 18th. Then next we posted because Meredith Marks and Heather Gay were in New York with Jen Shaw as they were like her Shaw squad leading up to her trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
which is huge because Meredith Marks was so against Jen.
They were enemies the last season, yeah, because so we're of just this like, whole debacle.
Wait, she's team Jen now? How did that happen?
And Meredith posts on her Instagram and she's like, I don't know if y'all know this, but we live in the US of A where you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
2 days later.
Did not age well.
Did not age well. Absolutely aged the opposite of well.
Yeah.
2 days later, drops the bomb. Jen Shaw has pleaded guilty.
She pleaded guilty. She was not found guilty. She pleaded guilty.
Yeah,
her trial
hadn't even begun. She took, and the thing, the really interesting thing, well, there's a lot of interesting things.
So many interesting things.
So she agreed, the plea deal that she accepted was she won't appeal if she's given 14 years or less in sentencing. She also agreed to like forfeit $6.5 million and pay $9 million in restitution. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that, like, in exchange for that, they dropped one of her charges, but only one. And she still faces up to 30 years in prison. And it's entirely up to the judge to decide how much she gets. So, like, while yes, she said, I won't appeal if I get less than 14, they didn't agree to give her less than 14. Like, it's ultimately up to the judge's discretion. Well,
you saw that exchange between the judge, Jen, and her lawyer, where it was like, you plead guilty? Yes. Guilty to what? And she, like, listed what she did. And she's like, so you did this? And she's like, yes, I did this for this reason. And
it's I
like,
want to read that because it was so interesting okay, to me. Go so for I just it. Saw these tweets. So, yeah, Judge Steen, Miss Shaw, what did you do? Shaw, wire fraud, offering services with little to no value. Jesus. We used interstate telephones and emails. I knew many of the purchasers were over the age of 55. I am so sorry. Judge Steen, what is the reason they bought? Shaw, misrepresentations regarding the value of the product or service of which it had little to none. Judge Steen, did you know it was wrong and illegal? Shaw, yes, Your Honor. Judge Steen, Asa Fletcher, which I think is like the defense, or the, sorry, the crown or whatever it is in the States. Mm. What proof does the government have? Asa, we are made aware of FTC investigations against floors the defendant worked with between 2017 and 2021. Beyond being a lead broker, she had a Manhattan-based sales floor. She oversaw it. She did not put her name on bank accounts associated with the business. She only got paid in cash through a company credit card and an NYC apartment she lived in. She used encrypted applications and moved operations offshore to Kosovo and incorporated in Wyoming. Judge Steen, what were these biz ops? Asa Fletcher, so-called coaching services. And then she pled guilty. And then they said, are you pleading because you are guilty? And she said, yes. It's just like literally insane. I went and read, so you had sent me like kind of the details of what she'd actually done.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, I was just like, what did she even do? Like, I still don't understand the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't. I read so much about it. And
like, I also don't understand.
No idea. They keep talking about these floors. I'm like, are these physical floors?
Like, what exactly did you sell? Like, financial security. Okay. But I don't get it.
I was like, can you give us an example? Can you be like, Joe Schmo has been promised XYZ, but really, Joe Schmo got nothing. And this is what they, like, can someone spell it out for us?
But, like, they must have set up a system where then the person who's affected, like, the senior, gets confirmation that their money has now been invested. And they're in these portfolios, and it's being invested like this in this month, and then like this in the next month. And it's just, like, I need an example.
I know. And then, yeah, because all I know is that they were selling businesses or services that had no value, took the investments, and then also sold like their information to be like, prey on this person, they're gullible. That's literally probably not even right, but I read so much about this and I feel like I'm not an unintelligent person and I still have no fucking clue. So Jen Shaw, tip my hat to her. She's a genius.
I just want to know what Coach Shaw thinks of all this.
Oh, I know. It's crazy to me. Like, she was maintaining her innocence so hardcore during that entire season. Even her fucking tagline on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills said, the only thing I'm guilty of is being Shaw amazing.
Yep.
And wire fraud. And anti-money laundering.
Yep.
It's just insane. And so, okay, a lot of my personal questions are arising from this. Why did she go on Real Housewives?
Dude, I wish I had answers for you. I have the same questions.
Like, do you think she just thought she'd never get caught and she'd figured it all out? She'd game the system. She had nothing to lose because she was so fucking smart.
I honestly don't know. If I was committing any type of fraud that I thought, that I genuinely thought never had the chance of coming to, like, coming out in the open, I still wouldn't go on a show.
Yeah, why risk it? Like, if you've got all this money from your fraud, why do you need Real Housewives?
Exactly.
Do you think she's just so... I think she's just really egotistical and narcissistic.
She must be. Like a psychopath.
Yeah. Second question. Did Heather and Meredith know before they went to New York to support her that she was going to plead guilty?
No.
Right?
Why would Meredith post that story? Exactly. If she knew...
Exactly. So, like, what were their reactions? I would feel
so fucking betrayed as a friend, especially after starting off not believing her and going through all of that, like she did on season two.
Yeah.
And then finally coming around to Jen Shaw and being like, oh, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. And then she pleads guilty. I would never be friends with her ever again.
And doesn't give them the heads up before they travel to New York. Like, no. And that can't be something to be like, well, I woke up this morning and changed my mind. Excuse me, you're gonna face 30 years in prison? Like, you don't just change your mind on a whim about something like that.
No.
Like, I don't know what her excuse would be. Like,
how did that happen?
I don't know.
What was the conversation? What was the reason?
Truly.
What was the conversation, though? Honestly, because you're right. It couldn't have happened on a whim.
No.
This must have been presented to her, like, at the beginning of her trial, but then seriously contemplated within the past couple months leading up to her trial.
And why would she even let Heather and Meredith come? Like, I agree with you. I don't think they had any clue that she was about to do that. And it makes them look like fucking idiots. I would feel like
a fucking fool.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Honestly.
And the thing is, they're filming right now. They're filming. It's all going to
be on this third season.
Which leads to my third question. So Bravo, I don't know if Bravo's officially come out with a statement, but they basically said, like, yeah, they're filming this all. They're following it all. It's going to be like when Teresa Giudice and Joe Giudice went to prison. Like, they're just, it's going to be content on the show. They're still filming. Her sentencing isn't until November. So she's out of prison until then. So they're going to, like, film this entire thing. And it's, like, part of her story. So my question is, it's a kind of a moral dilemma. They cancel and cut people off of TV shows like Stassi and Kristen for what they did, which was effectively racist actions. And they do that all the time with respect to racism. Here, people are committing crimes, like morally corrupt crimes against the elderly.
Federal crimes. A fraud. Felony.
Money laundering. Conspiracy. Like, legit fucking crimes.
Are they not vetting?
But they're still filming it and they're still exploiting it. And it's like, what is the line? Like, where do you draw the line between, like, this person has done a bad thing, like, I'm going to cancel them and remove them from my, like, show, versus this person has done a bad thing and I'm going to exploit the shit out of it for ratings?
Like Jenny.
Yeah.
Should have been canceled. Good thing she was canceled. She was being racist.
Yeah.
But then you just let this continue with Jen Shaw, Erica Girardi.
Yes.
Who else?
Well, even, like, I guess Teresa, like, she went to jail. She did something wrong. Like,
even, like, fucking Karen from Potomac and her husband with the tax fraud.
Yeah.
Like, what do you let slide and what do you not?
Right. And I just don't really understand why one, like, I don't know, it's like comparing traumas. Like, why one is so much worse than the other when it's, like, it's horrific, all the things that they're doing. They're, like, hurting other people. They are... sometimes like
they're morally affecting actual normal people other than their cast,
stealing their money. They're never going to get reparations for this, and it's like, we're going to keep filming. Like, I just don't understand why or what the rationale is for these decisions and why one crime is so much worse than the other.
Yeah, I don't have an answer.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
I'm still gonna fucking watch, but like
100% like this. So I was excited for season two, sort of, just to see how that last scene played out from season one into season two, which took a whole fucking season to get to.
Yeah,
but I'm actually excited for season three.
I know,
because there are new cast members, first of all, but second of all, like, this is all being filmed.
It's gonna be insanity.
Yep.
It's going to be insane. And especially because, like, I mean, I guess leading up to her sentencing, they are going to have things to consider. But it's almost like a done deal now. So I feel like she's going to be a lot more candid after this. And, like, we're going to get a lot more of why she did the things she did. Because knowing her, like, she's going to try, like, she's probably negotiated such a crazy deal to get still keep filming after this to like make her money back. Like probably the Bravo money is going straight to her restitution charge.
But there's got to be some sort of like term in the contract with Bravo. Like, okay, do you know Babe Ruth?
Do I know Babe Ruth?
Okay, yeah, baseball, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But this actually became a clause because of him and his partying ways, whatever, where like this clause started to become invoked where the league that you're associated with could terminate their contract with you if you, your behavior and anything that you did affected their reputation.
Yeah.
So I feel like Bravo would have something like that in their contract with these housewives.
They for sure do, I'm sure, but they think they just choose when to arbitrarily invoke it or not.
Right, right, right.
Like, unless it's like if it doesn't,
in their court.
Yeah, and like if it doesn't serve them, then they'll cut them. If it serves them to keep filming, they'll keep exploiting them.
Right.
But yeah. Well, I'm excited, even though it's terrible what she did. It is going to be fascinating television.
Yeah.
It's almost like a serial killer documentary. Where it's like, you know what they did is bad, except for it's like fascinating to watch.
But I almost expect that they're like not going to show much of it until the very end of season 3, which keeps us coming back for season 4. Because they're almost done filming.
But also, she's not going to be back for season 4. Like, she's going to be in fucking jail.
True.
Like, true. She's definitely going to get sentenced in November.
That's so scary.
She's going to be in jail. So I was reading that with plea deals like this, like even if they accept the 14 years, she's going to get she's going to have to serve at least like 2/3 of that time. So she's going to be in jail for sure for like 7 to 10 years.
I feel bad for her sons.
I know.
And they've got 99 problems.
And Jen Shaw's one. She's a big one.
The biggest.
The biggest.
She's 98. Of them
issues. Okay, well, in other housewives news, So Real Housewives of Orange County, Noella and Dr. Jen both announced on Instagram that they are out as housewives for this next year.
Right.
And Noella's post was more so like it wasn't her choice, and Dr. Jen's was more so like, I'm focusing on my family, because obviously she's going through a divorce with Ryan right now, which I actually was excited to see this next season. I kind of liked when she got like super fucking drunk at dinner with Heather.
Yeah.
And she was being really ratchet, and this new like getting rid of Ryan would have been a new chapter for her that she might have been less, because she was pretty like boring and sad and miserable all the time. So I thought she'd maybe evolve through this next season. So I am gonna miss her, but I will not miss Noella. She annoys the fuck out of me.
So interesting that you say that, because you know I hate Noella. I hated her this season. I wanted her off the camera. I wanted her off the show. But now that she's actually kicked off, I'm kind of like, where's the drama gonna come from?
Yeah, she had a ton of drama with Heather. But I have heard rumblings that they might bring back Tamara and Vicky.
Tamara? Yeah. Wait, and Vicky?
Well, there's been rumblings. I think probably because they're both on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip right now that I think the people are calling to like get them back.
Right.
But Vicky is not performing this year Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Like, did you see Queens of Bravo posted that Real Housewives of Miami is their favorite series because the girls have actually, they're actually friends outside of filming, and they have been for a really long time.
Right.
Like, I just feel like Tamara and Vicky with this new cast of OC, like, it's just going to be so weird. And other than with Heather Dubrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, because are any of them from, because I didn't watch the old Orange County season. So
no.
I don't know who was on together.
No.
So none of them have been on together except for Heather. She's been with Vicky and Tamara before. Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like it's kind of every year where a new person's introduced that like they know one person in the group.
Sure, but it's gonna end up being a battle of like Vicky and Tamara being like, we're the OGs, we know how this works. Like,
that might make good TV.
Yeah,
it might make annoying TV, but it could be good.
I see it being more annoying than good.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, in other news.
Yes, Bachelor news, just a few things.
Yeah,
so you had the first one.
Tyler Cameron. Cameron's his last name?
Yeah.
So he has two first names.
Mm-hmm. Can't be trusted.
Tyler Cameron is off the market. He's apparently dating Paige Lorenz.
And what's her deal?
She is a frick.
Pretty?
She is pretty.
I feel like
she is some sort of model or Instagram thing.
So I was going to say, I've never heard of
her. But yeah, he's off the market.
Well, good for him. Did you see that they released the Uncommon James promo that he did with Kristen Cavallari?
So I actually saw the aftermath with Kristen Cavallari being like, when you just posted content that is like inappropriate or something like that, and you're getting flack for it. So I don't know what the content was, but I guess it's that Tyler Cameron content.
What the hell? That, like, there was nothing raunchy about it. Like, it was a 2-minute video of them in the desert, like, canoodling around, and they had one makeout sesh. It was totally, like, almost PG.
Right. Okay.
So that's dumb.
Okay.
In other really, really, really stupid Bachelor news that I don't even want to give airtime, but I feel like I need to mention.
Anything with Katie, I don't want to hear.
She's so thirsty. And, like, thirsting. So is Nick Viall. And they're
fucking beefing. So thirsty.
It's just, like, pathetic. So Katie posted on a live. She was in a live, and she was, like, doing an AMA kind of thing. And someone asked her, like, why Nick Viall doesn't like her. And she's like, I've got him blocked. So, you know what? I don't even have to say about him. I forgot he even existed. So fucking annoying. It's like, shut up.
Wait, who existed?
Nick Viall.
Oh, okay.
And then Nick Viall goes on his podcast with his girlfriend, Natalie, and they start trashing Katie all over the place, talking about, like, why is she blasting this all over social media? Why is he saying all this stuff? She's so thirsty. And then they're like, yeah, and I don't know why she would block Nick, like, the last, but maybe it's because this Natalie chick was, like, carrying the show, and she's like, maybe it's because she's scared of what she texts Nick. And I was like, what? Has she been, like, DMing him, like, sliding in his DMs? But no.
Hmm.
It was something so stupid that back in the day after she got off her season, she was DMing with Nick and said that she knew she was going to let go of Greg before he, like, dumped her and, like, self-evicted because she knew they wouldn't have a future together. But then I guess she went on the after the final rose and was basically like, he played me, he was an actor, all this stuff. And so they're like, that was a huge lie. So they read out these text messages, their last exchange that Katie and Nick had together, and then Blake Horstman gets in the mix, and he posts on
Giannina Lucas,
yeah, man,
oh,
he gets in the mix, and he reposts some other person who made this comment that was basically like, why, like, Nick is such a hypocrite. He came after Blake for so hard because Blake, after the Bachelor in Paradise drama, had released text messages between him and Kaylin to show his side of the story of the whole he played Kaylin debacle.
Yeah.
And Nick has, like, never dropped it. He comes after him all the time, says, like, that's inexcusable behavior. And then he's like, what's the fucking difference? You're literally reading on a podcast your last text messages between you and Katie. Okay. How is there any difference between those two things? So basically, Blake hates Nick, Nick hates Katie, Katie hates Nick. And it's all stupid drama of all these thirsty bitches who just want to stay in the public eye. And they're getting airtime about it. So it is what it is.
I honestly thought it was going to be Blake Moynes.
No, I don't know what he's doing. Blake Horstman.
I don't really care about either of them.
Okay, in other news.
This is your big news.
Go ahead. I just was fascinated by
this. Go ahead.
Okay, Elon Musk secretly welcomed twins in November with the mother as one of the executives of his companies.
Yeah.
And these twins were welcomed weeks before Grimes, his former lover, had a baby via surrogate in December.
Mm.
So he's now
like
a father.
Like an intentional planned pregnancy.
Yeah. But then, so the thing is that, like, him and Grimes had broken up in September. So, like, basically, they break up, he has these twins in November, and then she has the kid via surrogate in December. So, like, the timelines fully overlap. And now he's got 10 kids, and he's tweeting about, like, oh, like, human extinction is the biggest risk. I'm just doing my part on, like, populating the earth. And I'm like, how can
Elon Musk get it?
Like, how can he
get it?
Like, who wants his dick this bad? Like, I don't see it. Like, yes, he's got a lot of money, but, yeah, like, is that it?
There are so many memes of him being able to pull out of his Twitter deal, but not out of his mistresses. I hate Elon Musk.
See, the thing is,
and I really think Teslas are ugly as shit.
Dude, did you ever figure out how to get in that Tesla?
What do you mean?
I saw you riding in a Tesla, and my first thought was, how, like, you know, how that? Long did it take her to figure out how to get into this thing?
Was I meeting you?
No, you sent me a snap. You were like, I'm in a Tesla.
No,
like,
legit. Okay, so the Tesla pulls up, and the handles are, like, in the car door.
I wouldn't know
how to do it. So I was like,
you're waving at it.
And this driver just thinks that I know what I'm doing.
Was it an Uber?
it was an Uber.
Wow.
She's like, why are you Ubering? Anyway, so I'm like touching it, pressing it, like waving.
Just the tip,
showing,
just for a second. Just
showing my face.
Is this an iris scatter?
I literally was like, I don't know how to open this. And then he's like signaling to me with his fingers. I was like, I don't want to participate. No, thank you. And then he's just like, you have to tap the handle. So I tapped it and then the handle came out. I was like, oh, thanks. Open the door. I swear I like hit the next car a tad bit. And I had to like, I was moving my office stuff. So I'm like tossing in my laptop and a computer monitor to take back to the office. It was bad.
That's a whole event.
I think they look ugly. And I think like anyone who drives by in a Tesla that's like on the fucking shit driving totally. A Tesla, I'm like, you're a loser.
Nobody can get in your car. No one knows how.
And it's ugly as shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, my cat agrees. Yeah. She just
meowed. We are anti-Tesla.
Look at leg just hanging off.
Anti-Elon Musk.
Yeah, you know, when I did hate watch, him.
When I watched SNL, I did think like, oh, you're cute and endearing.
What?
Because
he could end world hunger and he's not.
But he's doing his best. Like, didn't he have that deal where it was like, where he was like, I will pay this much world
did
hunger.
Did he do it?
He did. He sold all of his stock. Gave the money.
Isn't he getting like a fat tax credit for that?
Maybe, but like... It's a loophole.
Did he end world hunger? Because I swear I just gave $5 to someone who is homeless today.
Well, you're doing your part. And that's all we can ask
for. Well, I wouldn't have to do my part if Elon Musk just took care of it.
It's true. Facts.
Need that $5. Anyway, is that all for Elon?
That's all for Elon.
So maybe like 10 episodes ago, I pitched Grownish as my show. And season 5 is already coming out. It's coming out July 20th. And why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm just so excited for you.
Thank you.
This means nothing to me.
Wow. Appreciate the honesty. So I was so shocked when I saw that a preview came out. And then I went and Googled it. And it's already coming out in next week.
Wow.
It's going to be next Wednesday, the first episode of season 5. And this is coming after Blackish just ended their series.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess like some of the characters from Blackish are going to now be main characters on Grownish. But some of the main characters from Grownish have left, like good characters. So I'm curious to see how the season's going to go, but I'm very excited.
Where can you watch?
Update Disney Plus.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Happy for you.
Now, Selling Sunset got nominated for a fucking Emmy. Did you see this? Or are you just going off my notes?
Your notes. I knew that the Emmys released their noms, but I don't give a shit
I didn't even look. I didn't even know that Emmys were happening. I thought award season was done.
Awards, period, are done. Like, COVID canceled them. They're over. No one cares.
So why are Emmys happening? What is Emmys?
I don't. It's just for daytime, TV? Daytime. No. It's just, I think it's just TV.
Okay. Awards. Well, they got, this is the biggest joke ever. They got nominated for best unstructured reality series.
Oh my god. I didn't even read that word. This coming is, from the most
this
contrived.
This is the most structured reality
the series. The most contrived.
The like, most structured.
It should be the best contrived reality series. The then best. I'd give it some respect.
The best fake series. The best non-reality series.
The best non-reality reality TV series.
The best worst reality series.
And I'd vote for them.
That's coming from me.
Respect.
I cannot believe this. This is so far from unstructured.
That's embarrassing that that's even in the title.
That is embarrassing.
Like, and also, why is that in the title? Like, reality is supposed to be reality. So is there structured reality? Like, that right. implies that there's a structured reality category.
That's the fucking, what is it called?
The bee's knees.
No, the moron. Oxymoron. Oxymoron.
Yeah.
OxyClean. Not to be confused with OxyClean.
Okay. But seriously, is there a best structured reality series?
I would say the new Kardashians.
Is it structured though? Like, also, I feel like that's realer.
Also, like, the dating shows are structured.
That's fair. That's true. That must
Blind,
be what they mean.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
But Selling Sunset's not in that category.
Absolutely not. Anarchy. Absolute anarchy.
So, I'm upset.
Same. I'm upset. And they're probably gonna fucking win because they even
that Drake song.
No,
I'm upset.
No.
Okay. That's all I know from that song.
But they're probably gonna win because they won that other award. I know.
And then Chrishell's gonna do her fake ass smile and speech and
I hate it all.
Bring in how she's bi and it's like your relationship with G Flip is fake.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they're probably gonna break up right before to like give them more
serious
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. Okay, and local Calgary knows this was brought to you by my boyfriend. He just wants to be on the pod so badly.
But he doesn't listen.
Honestly, he was going to come over and do the pod tonight just so we'd get your AC.
Really?
He was talking about it. There was talks.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And I think it's just because
of AC. Oh, we are family.
But he wanted to let us, the people, know that Johnny Gaudreau is not coming back to Calgary. Is this breaking news?
What am I going to... Hold on. What?
You're going to have to return your youth jersey.
My youth boys jersey from Walmart has Gaudreau's name on the back.
It's over. Burn it. It's done.
Where's he going?
It's done. I don't know. That's literally the only information I've been provided. I think maybe he just wants to be a free agent. Maybe he just wants to hang out for a while. He just wants to play the field.
But they were so close.
I know, but it's over. The end is here.
What am I going to do with my jersey?
Hang it up. It's a relic. Put it in the archives.
Maybe it's time for me to become a Leafs fan.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah, I can't say that with a straight face. No, I think I'm a Flames girl through and through now.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this week's pitch or ditch a bitch. All right, so I think I'm allowed to go first this week because I don't see one written down for you.
I took mine away, yeah.
So I have authority?
Yeah.
Okay, I have...
Wow, I've been she asks when I don't have anything. Otherwise, she takes over when I do.
I just got so excited. Okay, this is the show I've been talking to you about for a while. So it's the Challenge USA, and I told you that this is the season that you should wait for to, like, break into the challenge. And honestly, so good. So the premiere episode came out on, like, this week. It's on CBS, and I was literally watching it, and I audibly said about 10 different times, oh, my God, this show is amazing. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Really?
Yeah, but mostly because I'm a reality TV fanatic.
And this is like Paramount, right?
No, this one's on CBS, so it's on your regular cable.
Okay.
So I think you'll have it. So basically, this specific Challenge USA brings together contestants from Big Brother, Survivor, Love Island, and Amazing Race. And for people that like watch these shows, which are me, I watch every single one except for Amazing Race, you'll recognize some of these names. So from Big Brother, it's a lot of people from the last season, from like the Cookout Alliance. There's like Xavier, Aza, Kyland, and Tiffany.
Then no
there's
idea.
Older people like Enzo, Meow no Meow. Idea. Angela of Angela and Tyler is on
these
there.
Sound like drag queen names.
They Meow do. Meow? Meow Meow is his nickname from his Brigade Alliance back in the day. From Survivor, Tyson Apostle is on it. He's epic. Sarah Lucina of Cops R Us is on it. Mm-hmm. Then some other people I don't care about. And then from Love Island is a lot of people from the last like two seasons. So there's Shannon and Cinco and Justine and Selly, Giovanni, Kira and Cashel, and then the Amazing Race people I literally couldn't care less about. But it's so great because the problem with the challenge is in like the original kind of series is that people are so excited about the challenges that they don't have any like house drama and they don't hook up, they don't get drunk and everything. But with this, it's like such a combination of different reality shows where like some people have been in strategic games like Survivor and Big Brother. Other people have been there for like fucking love and don't know any strategy. And so it's like a mix hodgepodge of people where they've seen people on TV, they've gotten to know them, they've developed crushes of these other reality stars. So I feel like it's going to be full of like house drama and like love affairs, but also have like the challenge aspect, which I love watching. So for anyone that watches these shows and reality TV, it's like the culmination of all your favorite people. So you should watch. For you, you won't know any of these people, but you should still give it a go just because it'll be like a great intro to the challenge and hopefully you'll start watching the other seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I've wanted to get into it, so I probably will.
Okay, perfect.
I'm gonna have to watch something while I'm packing.
Oh, don't mention it.
Okay, we'll save that for another time.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's get into our TV recap segment. There are a lot of shows, but not a lot to talk about. Okay. Let's start with The Bachelorette because the premiere episode of that.
I missed it.
Bitch.
Okay. So you were coming over to record and I sent you a voice note. I was like, holy shit. I can't believe I missed this. I'm going to try and watch as much as I can before you come over. And then I was like, oh my God. I don't even know if I recorded this.
And did you?
No.
Oh my gosh. Like, again. New podcast host? We're in the market.
How dare you?
Just kidding. But seriously, The Bachelorette premiere. We've been talking about this.
I know. Okay, but to be fair, yesterday was a very big day in my community. So
you're right. So Eid Mubarak. Is that right?
Eid Mubarak.
Oh shit.
But thank you. No, so Eid was on Friday? Saturday. But on Monday was like the anniversary of when my spiritual leader became our spiritual leader.
So what do we say for that?
Kushali Mubarak.
Kushali Mubarak.
Nice. Great pronunciation.
Thanks.
Amazing. Never it's been like done my before.
Erica impression.
Stunning. Outstanding. Anyway, yeah, so that was a
yeah, she was busy. Was she was at prayer hall. We can forgive her. Mm-hmm. So let me fill you in on what happened. And I won't spoil anything for you because you won't remember any of this. Probably none of it's really that important. So we had the opening episode with Rachel and Gabby as the Bachelorettes.
So weird.
And the whole time I was like, great, we're finally going to know how this is going to fucking work out.
Oh, no.
It's a fucking free-for-all.
What does that mean?
There's absolutely no structure. Like, literally, so they start out, it's a lot of, like, frou-frou. We're besties. This is the best thing ever. I'm so happy to be here with my other, like, my best friend. It's like, really, girls? Like, we don't need to pump it up that much. You obviously would have been better to have your own season, but whatever, we're rolling with it.
Yeah.
They show up for the first night, and Jesse Palmer, the host, is basically like, yeah, like, I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys decide how to do this.
Okay.
And I was like, pardon the fuck me? So you didn't set this up in like a structure of how this is going to work out. They just got to like make their own rules and choose their own adventure.
So Jesse Palmer's still the host.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But I just think it's a disaster waiting to happen. So it's so weird because they start the limo entrances. It's both of them standing here. Both of them meet all the guys together. So they're it's so weird because like some of the guys did really well in terms of trying to address each one of them. Other of them were just like, I don't know what to do here. Hi, bye.
So were there twins?
There were twins.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, they did not perform well. But there are twins.
I didn't expect them to.
So, like, Rachel throughout... Okay, so this is... It's hard because these women, like, of course we don't want to compare women. They're both beautiful. They're both unique in their own way. But also, we're watching them both go through this experience. It's hard not to, like, watch how they both manage the dynamic and compare the two. Rachel, throughout the entire episode, was wanting, like, everyone to kiss her. She's like, I thought this was a good moment. Why didn't they kiss me? And it must be because, like, these guys don't know which one of you they like better. And once they plan a kiss on you, they pretty much have, like, declared, like, this is my flag, this is my chick. Because if they go making out with both of you the entire time, you're going to think they're a player. When really they're just, like, dating both of you the same way you are dating 30 of them.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a double standard with that for sure. So I can see why a lot of the guys didn't want to, like, kiss on the first night.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them were definitely giving like not here for the right reasons vibes, of course,
as usual, as per use,
as per use, spelled U-Z-H-C-H-Y-Z.
What are you spelling? Zeitgeist.
Yeah, honestly,
and contrived at the same time.
I love those words. Need to get them framed.
Loser.
So Gabby was being herself, so she was I can definitely relate to Gabby because she negs, but in like not overly nagging way. Like, she has good banter with the guys. Like, she'll give them compliments but also like knock them down in the next second, and it's really like lighthearted. Like, this guy was writing these phrases on a whiteboard and she's like, you write like a five-year-old. Like, that kind of like honest, not hurtful banter. So she was coming off that way, like her usual funny self. But I can also see how that makes her friend zoned really early for guys who like can't handle that energy. And like,
that's like me.
Yeah,
but But that's just a really good filter.
No, it is. Because if you can't take the heat, get out of the fucking kitchen.
Yeah, if you can't hang, then I don't want to bang.
Oh!
Nice. We've had a lot of those today.
We have.
We still don't know my name caught on the thing.
Probably not. We had some audio tech issues.
Oh, no.
Anyways. So then we get, that's pretty much just your standard, like, opening night. Ultimately, in the end, they decide, like, do you want me to, I won't spoil anything. Well, I might.
I don't care.
Okay, so at the end, instead of, like, having a rose ceremony, because they didn't get to meet everyone, because there's more guys than there usually is, because there's two of them, they just kicked out the three that, like, they for sure went into. One of them was the magician. Just, like, Ovs.
Okay.
And the other two were the twins.
Oh,
because they're too young.
They That's were, why you said they didn't perform well.
They were so young, so boring. Gabby the whole time was like, why am I here? This is ridiculous.
Okay, so they're both dealing with the same pool of men then.
Yeah, and the thing is, they started out the night where even after they had the cheers and everything, they were meeting people two on one. And I was like, girls, you need to split up and have your own like connections with these people.
This is so weird. I would feel absolutely like, I would feel... like, I'm not getting a fair shot as a bachelorette.
No, I agree. And it's so
I wouldn't want that. And like, we talked about this. I wouldn't even want that with you, and we have different taste.
Totally. Yeah, I agree. And I honestly, it's hard not to think that the guys, because ultimately we see in the preview that at least at one point, they're both giving out their own roses.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the men go up to, like, Rachel and be like, actually, I have to reject this rose. Rose, I'm here for Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Rachel is, like, devastated. But it's, like, if a guy... it's hard not to think about the guys who won't pick aren't just there for the cameras and, like, maximizing their potential of staying longer because Rachel and Gabby are so different.
Yeah.
Like, their personalities are very different. So different.
It's I find Gabby to be way more relatable.
Totally. And she's older. She's 30. Rachel's 26.
She's 30?
Yeah. And that comes across as well.
Oh.
So I just feel like any of the guys who are torn, either they absolutely don't know what they want and are totally not self-aware, or they want TV time. And I feel like that's going to be a theme. But that was pretty much it from the premiere. They are going on a cruise for a significant portion of the season, which is also strange.
This is a really weird season.
A very strange season.
On to Beverly Hills then?
Yeah. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So basically this episode starts off where the last one ended off, which was at Garcelle's party, and we see the end of the Sutton Diana drama where Sutton mentions that she had miscarriages, and Kyle's like, she's telling us about, Diana's telling us about how she lost a child like very recently, and like, did you have miscarriages a while ago? We don't know.
Okay, and since then, like, Kyle has taken to Instagram to defend herself, and it's just, you can just see right through all of it.
Yeah,
like she was in the wrong 100%. That dinner or whatever with what's his name, Mauricio, PK, and Dorit, they're clearly supporting Erica.
Yeah, and so that's like a different thing that happens in the episode.
Oh, I'm getting ahead of us.
Getting a little bit ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
That's okay, you're drunk.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Sutton is having this drama with Kyle. Then the next day, Kyle, like, apologizes to Sutton. But it's, like, a non-apology. I couldn't even, like, watch the scene, like, 10 times. It's, like, I don't see the apology in this. But anyways, they quash their beef kind of thing. And then, yeah, so we also see the end of the party where Erica is, like, to Garcelle. She's, like, where's your hot son? And then she's, like, Oliver, you're so hot.
Problematic.
And suggests a three-way with, like...
so problematic.
She calls him her, like, his wife... her baby mom, his baby mama. And there's just so many layers wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets just, oh my gosh. And then Garcelle's like trying to pull Oliver out of the situation. Oliver is just trying to be nice to Erica. Erica's fucking weird. Then she tells Jax, her younger son, who's 14, to get the fuck out of there. Garcelle comes in and says, like, don't talk to him like that. And then the next, we see a clip of, I think it was Dorit going for a walk with Garcelle, and it was like, dude, like, that was pretty wrong. Like, he's 14 years old. She's like, oh shit, I thought he was 16. Yeah, you're entirely right. I was in the wrong for that. And then they...
it shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter. Like, you shouldn't just talk to people like that way in general. And, like, why, no matter if he's 14 or 16, are you telling him to get the fuck out of there? The context doesn't even make any sense. And then they have, Sutton has this dinner party where they all go except for Diana, who doesn't tell Sutton that she's not coming. But they all go to Sutton's party, and like we see the interaction for the first time between Garcelle and Erica, and it's hella awkward.
Yeah.
I would have expected Erica to, right off the bat, to be like, I'm sorry. But she didn't even address it at all at the party.
No. But I mean, passive aggressively.
Yeah.
She's like, I agree, only having, you should only have one drink.
Yeah, but like you're not addressing like, the Garcelle, actual thing you did wrong. That.
Just come out with it.
Yeah. And then we see like what you're talking about, the Dorit and PK visit Kyle and Mo, and they're talking about Erica saying fuck off to Jax. And Dorit is like, yeah, you know, like I it's not my kid, so I can give her a pass.
That doesn't matter.
It literally and makes then no
PK
sense.
PK chimes in and says she had a blowout.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? And he goes, I'm allowed 2 blowouts per week.
Yeah. I think he means like she was really wasted.
Wait, let's go back to when he was telling Mauricio how to make Dorit's drink.
Oh, yeah.
A little what is cloudy, a carcass? Take the carcass out.
What is a Isn't carcass? Isn't a
carcass the fucking skeleton of an animal?
Yeah. But I was thinking, I was like, what is a carcass? Like, is it the rind with the shit that's left after you squeeze it out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I have the same thoughts.
I just get a tequila soda with lime.
Well, you gotta ask carcass in or carcass out.
I don't think I will.
You're not sophisticated.
I'm not. I just represent sophisticated parties.
True. Yeah, so I just think Dorit is ridiculous. Like, if you saw someone hitting another person's child, would you be like, well, I'm giving it a pass because it's not my child?
No!
The logic makes no fucking sense.
No!
And then, like, Kyle's laughing about it kind of, and Mo's like,
yeah,
I think it's great.
Yeah! And they're like, oh, we're so happy that she's becoming more honest. Honest and open. Honest. Honest.
How nice and open.
We're so happy she's being like more honest and open and vulnerable. And it's like, this is not an excuse.
Yeah, like we don't want this, Erica.
If Erica spoke to her children that way, if Erica spoke to Kyle's dog that way, Kyle would throw a fit.
Totally. Or like Dorit's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Jagger. Dorit
would make her entire storyline about that.
Totally. It's just ridiculous.
I hate Erica and I hate the mean girls.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. And then, yeah, you see Kyle going on her apology tangent on Instagram for the entire week. Oh, I mean,
the UK time difference, the COVID, this and that. Like, what?
There's just so many, like, I didn't see the scene. Why are you telling us? I didn't see the scene. I heard about it. I didn't hear about it till now.
You
didn't see
the scene. You were part of the scene, bitch.
And
you were part of the scene.
And her first apology was like, I didn't know what she said or I didn't see it until right now. It's like, literally in that scene, you were like,
exactly,
I heard what she said to Jack. So it's like, exactly, what the fuck does seeing it make any difference when you knew exactly what she said?
Yep. 100%.
Doesn't make any sense.
I am so over Kyle. I hate Erica. And you know I can't stand Dorit.
Yep. And that's that on that.
And that's on period.
Okay, I don't want to even talk about Real Housewives of Dubai because it's boring. Do you have anything to say?
Okay. I felt like this episode, they actually got into, like, something entertaining.
Really?
But they're already about to film the reunion. So how many episodes is this season?
I don't know. That's short. We're on
episode 6.
I didn't think there was that much interesting. I mean, Phaedra came to visit.
No, but Chanel went over to Stanbury's house. They had dinner.
That was so fake.
It was. But Chanel defended Lisa, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
There was a bit of drama, wasn't there?
Well, there was just the drama with, like, Carolyn coming to Ski Dubai and refusing to wear the ski suit. And then she was all pissed. And then it was, like, Ayan's birthday dinner and her son's birthday dinner.
Laura sent me a clip of Chanel, Ayan, talking to her son after.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and she's like, because her son was born 4 hours before Chanel Ayan, so they're on different days, but, like, they celebrate their birthday together. And she's like, I don't know why you were not just born on, why you could not wait 4 hours. And then we could spend every birthday together. And he's like, I don't think I'd hang out with you. I'd probably just hang out with my friend. She's like, I am your friend.
I'm no, the only. She's like, I'm your best friend.
Yeah,
I'm your best friend. You don't need any other best friend. Yeah. And Laura sent that clip to me, and she's like, this is you to me. Yeah. And you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It was accurate.
Laura was talking about launching her BF on her Instagram profile, and I was just like, yeah, we should do a family picture as your launch. Yeah. Me, you, and Teeps.
It's like, I need to be in the mix.
Insert myself. No,
first it was, well, first can you post another picture of me? And then we can post a family picture.
The people need to know. So it was like
two posts.
The people need to know that I've been here all along. Your caption should be like, she predicted this.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so Southern charm.
Yes. Okay, so first of all, so we start out with Craig calling Paige for advice about what to do with Austin. And Paige is just like, just fucking talk to him about your problems. So eventually in the episode, they do meet up to have a little chit chat. Craig basically tells Austin, like, he feels like he's constantly being torn down by Austin. And Austin is like, well, I actually just feel like a friend of convenience to you because once you get a girlfriend, you totally drop me. And honestly, I could kind of see both sides of that. Like, mm-hmm. I do totally agree that, like, Austin is shit-talking Craig and it's out of probably hurt that he feels dropped.
Yeah.
And it's like, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
But they kind of hash it out and they're probably going to be friends again. And then later in the episode, they have a barbecue at Shep's house and... Craig is so funny. He like runs into the kitchen and when he sees Shep, he's like, Shep, did you know what's happening today? Oh my god, have you told Austin? And Shep's like, what are you talking about?
So Madison was supposed to go live in like 45 minutes from when Craig arrived at Shep's house to announce her engagement to Brett. Brett's his name?
I don't know.
He's hot.
He is cute.
He's hot.
So then they
10 out of 10 would recommend.
They then go out and tell Austin that like Madison's going live on Amazon and then they're all like watching the Amazon. Also, like, why the fuck is she announcing
why is it on Amazon Live?
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
Like, she must have made a lot of money through that somehow. Maybe she even had a deal to like bring it up on Southern Charm to get Amazon Live. Like, people be like, what's that? Let me go check it out. Oh, she's got an Amazon Live. Maybe it's all part of it.
Sure.
Anyways, she announces her engagement and Austin like is so trying so hard I think to have a non-reaction to it, but I feel like in the inside he was like, oh my gosh, it's over.
I do think it really affected Austin.
I think so too,
and I think that's what accelerates his relationship with Olivia.
Yeah, he's just, like, spiraling backwards.
Yeah.
And is trying to, like, grab onto any, like, life vest of a woman.
And it's obviously still affecting him because, like, the stories that we've seen from last week.
Oh, yeah.
They're going back and forth. Like, I don't know.
It's so embarrassing. Austin's like, still leave them up. In the past.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's all about making a reality show, but I don't know. But I love seeing Madison. She's so pretty.
I love staring at her.
I literally wrote in my notes, like, she's just so nice to look at.
When
like,
she was having her conversation with Vanita, I was just like, you're so pretty. And I love listening to her talk. Like, she's got this really cute twang.
Yeah. And she's so, like, smart. She was giving her great advice. She was basically telling Vanita, like, Naomi's a big girl. She can take care of herself. She speaks
5 different languages.
Yeah. You don't need to fight her battles. Stay the fuck out of it.
No, honestly, though.
Yeah.
So great advice. She was talking about how her and Brett made eye contact when she was where? In Nashville or somewhere?
I can't remember.
Anyway, and she was just like, it was love at first sight. And I was like, you know, if I saw you and I was a man, I would also like devote my life to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
She's like a boss ass bitch. She's got her own business. She's taking care of a youngin. Like, she's got funny, her shit together.
Great mom.
Yeah.
She's the package.
100%. Austin missed out.
Totally.
And then there was that conversation between Caleb and Austin about Austin having to step in as like a stepdad or with Madison's child.
Yeah.
And Austin was like, I found it odd that Austin was so real about how he wasn't asked to do much and that the other father was very present.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, I took him to school, did homework. And I was like, wasn't one of the point of contention between you and Madison that you weren't as involved?
Yeah, I think that was back in the day.
So,
but he was talking about the dad being involved as if it was a bad thing. It's like, that's great. Like, I'm glad to hear. Yeah. You never hear anything about Madison's, the kid's father, but you also never hear her talk negatively about him either.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they must have a really healthy co-parenting arrangement.
Her son's so cute.
Yeah. Looks just like her.
He does.
So in the rest of the episode was focused on Catherine and Caleb,
mm-hmm.
who broke up. But like,
so interesting that Catherine broke up with him.
Yeah.
I did start to sort of see where she was coming from, but I still don't think she's the easiest to be in a relationship with.
Well, the problem I had was that they had their fight and then Caleb literally left for 5 days. And it doesn't seem like they were in contact. Like, it seemed like he totally went AWOL mm-hmm. because when he ultimately came back to the house, she's like, "Where were you?" And mm-hmm. he was like, "I was at my buddy's house." Or, like, mm-hmm. my cousin's His house.
His cousin, yeah.
And it's like, dude, you didn't even tell her where you were. Like, there has to be communication. Like, "Hey, Catherine, mm-hmm. I'm really feeling tense right now. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to stay at this place. I'll come back on X date and we can have a chat." Mm-hmm. But it seems like he left. She didn't know where he was. She didn't know where he was coming back. And that's just, like, a really immature fight or flight way to deal with conflict. And so from that perspective, I could see where she was coming from, where she was like, "You just shut down. You don't emote. You're not very, like, communicative with your feelings." And it's like his actions with this fight definitely displayed that.
Yeah. But I'm glad they broke up. But
the funniest thing to me was that, so she decides to, like, make him meatballs, which literally look disgusting. They look so liquidy and weird. And then she sets up these janky ass, like, votive tea lights on the table.
After Caleb's mom suggested it.
Yeah. She's like, "So make a romantic dinner." It's like, this is not the vibes. It looks so janky. And then he came back, like, all relaxed and chill, and she's like, "This is ridiculous. I'm done with this. I'm done fighting." And yeah, she dumped him, and then he grabbed his shit and left. And I wonder if this is going to be like they broke up and it's done, or if it's going to be like they break up, they get back together, they have drama. Like, I figure it's going to be the latter, because it was kind of ambiguous. Like, I was like, is this a final breakup? It seemed like anticlimactic for a big final breakup.
I, like, I don't know. It's got to be Caleb's main storyline. He's, like, a main person now. So right. There's got to be drama after it.
Yeah, there's got to be spin out. I bet you they, like, get back together, break up, get back together, or at least have, like, drama anytime they're around each other.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that concludes our TV recap and our episode this week.
That was a lot. A lot of hot tops.
Like, in-depth hot tops that needed to be discussed.
We're just doing the public... What is it?
Public service?
I was going to say service.
Public good?
Duty.
Duty?
Ta-ta for now.